Science shows that your immune system is highly affected by what you eat. So why not eat healthy? Fruits and vegetables contain the best chemistry for bolstering your immune system against all kinds of threats, such as viruses and bacteria. That's why Dr. Douglas Howard scientifically formulated Balance of Nature. Balance of Nature contains a powerful variety of fruits and vegetables. We flash dry the whole produce and grind them into a powder before delivering them to you in a convenient capsule form. Unlike other supplements, we use whole produce. We don't have to add back in any vitamins or chemicals to bolster its nutritional value. They are all there, just as Mother Nature intended. This method preserves all the nutrition and keeps the natural chemistry that can only be found in whole fruits and vegetables. Give your body the full effect of eating a wide array of whole fruits and vegetables with a blend that is designed with your immune system in mind. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KATE.
Bar.
Freedom or free stuff. You only get to choose one. Call 888-673-1450. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Oh, absolutely. And it's been organized and conducted with the help of Silicon Valley people, the big tech companies, the social media companies, and even the media companies. And I'm going to release the Kraken. It is indeed a very foul mess. It is farther and wider and deeper than we ever thought, but we are going to go after it, and I am going to expose every one of them. Well, for fraud this serious, I think even if the states are stupid enough to go ahead and certify the votes where we know the machines were operating and producing altered election results, if they're stupid enough to do that, then they will be set aside by the fraud also. I mean, we are talking about hundreds of thousands of votes. President Trump won this election in a landslide. It's going to be irrefutable, and patriots are coming forward every day, all day, faster than we can collect their information with the testimony they're willing to give under oath about how their votes were stolen and how the machines operated. They were updated the night of the election, sometimes after the election. We've got statistical evidence that shows hundreds of thousands of votes being just put in and replicated. There needs to be a massive criminal investigation, and it's going to affect millions of voters and elections.
Hi there. Welcome, Kate Daly Show. What a show. Thank you to Jeffrey A. Tucker for coming on from the American Institute. You knew I was going to screw up the title, right? American A-I-E-R. Thank you. American Institute for Economic Research. And I really appreciate all of you. And of course, we have a great guest for just a few minutes. I just wanted to touch base with the great Burgess Owens because of this historic win. Really excited for him. And let me just tell you, I'm sure that this is, you just got to be on cloud nine, Burgess.
And Kate, first of all, thank you so much. And
you
we were talking a few minutes ago about how far we go back. It's been 4 years.
4 years.
And you've seen the whole process where I was saying I would never, ever, ever be a politician.
Yeah.
And
right?
Here we are. So.
So here
I'll
you are.
This, you've seen this entire process, and never say never. That's
never. I love that. Newest member of Congress and a hard-fought battle. You even had mainstream news against you, and I know it's just baffling, isn't it? What a shocker. But you know what? How has the process been? What has it taught you, Burgess?
Well, it's been a remarkable experience for me. I've had a chance. For someone who loved Utah but never had a chance to really spend the time and go throughout the district and meet so many diverse people, diverse occupations and backgrounds, and I love it even more now. And I'll say this as I was listening to what was being said earlier by Sidney Powell.
Yes.
You know, we are blessed to have the president we have in place who's a fighter.
Mm-hmm.
He's not the one that anybody wants to go after because he doesn't forget, he doesn't quit.
Yep.
And if there's any way to navigate this process, he will find a way to do it. So I'm just thankful to be here in the Congress with this remarkable freshman team that I think is going to true patriots, by the way, not coming in to be politicians or lobbyists. They want to get our country back, and we all know what American loving leadership looks like now with our president. So I'm excited about being part of the fight, and I think folks like yourself, okay, who go out there, you take the risk to start your own thing, and you just want to get the message out. And as a team, that's how we get it done in America. We do our part,
mm-hmm.
and we know that at the end of the day, we'll educate our fellow Americans And because of that, we end up winning in the end.
Absolutely. 100%. Yep. And you're a fighter, too. And that's what I really like about you, Burgess. And you stuck this out, and your feet were firmly planted in the ground through this whole process. And I really appreciated watching you through this. It's been fantastic. And you know, coming in as an outsider, not a politician, do you think this is going to be even better coming in from that angle?
No question. Yeah. It's refreshing. That's what I'm finding out.
Right.
People just want a good-hearted feeling of who people are. I was blessed, to be honest with you. I grew up in the Deep South, days of KKK, Jim Crow, and
right.
segregation, in a remarkable community that taught me values. So the values I grew up in that formed my character, formed my vision, is what I'm fighting for in Utah. And it couldn't be a better place. Not only are the values that I grew up in here, but also my 6 kids and 15 grandkids in, wow. in District 4, believe it or not.
Yeah.
So it is a remarkable miracle in my mind to represent yeah. such good people. And I'll say this, Utah leading the country in so many different ways, and I think we're going to show America how we come together and fight for the values that make our country great. And I just look forward to being part of that contingency of people doing that.
Thank you. Burgess Owens, I'm going to cut you loose because I know that you're so busy today. After that win,
you,
I can't even imagine. Congratulations.
You Thank bet. You. We look forward to doing it again real soon.
Absolutely. Can't wait to have you back. Thanks, Burgess Owens. And by the way, NFL star Burgess Owens got the Congress seat. Ousted a Pelosi-loving socialist in my state. And let me tell you, it's tough to do that with an incumbent, and he did it. And it's rare, because people usually will vote the incumbent in for quite a while, and they didn't. And they said no to this avowed socialist, and they put Burgess in, and it was nice to see that. It was real nice to see that. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, Burgess, if you're still listening, Kate asked my number.
Mm-hmm.
You're over in Cedar City. Stop by the house.
Yeah.
It's better than a rest stop.
Now,
Kate.
Yeah. Go ahead.
So, what's the kickback? I mean, commission.
Commission.
On a yay or nay uh-huh. on a billion-dollar deal.
I don't know.
Well,
what are we
son
talking?
Of a bitch.
All righty, then. Okay.
Yeah.
So I remember Burgess's first interview, though.
Do you?
Because I was here that day.
That's right.
And he was in studio.
Oh, yeah.
He was in studio. It was when he wrote his book,
That's
Liberalism,
right.
or How to Turn Good Men into Whiners, Weenies, and Wimps.
That's right. Oh, my gosh. I can't believe I forgot that.
It had nothing to do with politics.
No.
It was about his book.
It was about his book. And then he landed on, he testified
mm-hmm.
to Congress. He was to actually testifying with Candace Owens. He made the rounds in the press, because here is a black man growing up in the South
uh-huh.
talking about the fact that we don't have this systematic racism going on, and people's minds just want to explode when they don't hear that we're, I can't even tell you how many youth pass those two words around like they know what they mean.
Oh yeah.
And it just, and it blows Burgess's mind, because he's just like, what? This is look at me. I'm an NFL star. I mean, now he's a congressperson. Tell me where that systematic racism is
yeah.
kicking in, you know?
Stopped him dead.
And they love those two words together. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, just a couple of things. Congratulations,
sure.
Burgess. I think that's a good thing.
Yeah.
And then Sidney Powell,
mm-hmm.
I think she's the most interesting thing I've heard in a bit, and
yeah.
I think we should be paying more attention to that.
I do too.
But a couple of scary things is that none of the news organizations are covering her.
I know.
Except for one show on Fox for 2 seconds.
Yep.
And then the Congress are interviewing Facebook and Twitter for the 50th flipping
yeah.
time.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And this should be like a call to absolute country emergency.
I know.
If voter fraud exists like this, the least of our problems is Twitter.
Exactly.
Thank you. Amen. But you know what, though? Twitter guy was sorry.
Oh, well, I'm happy for him. he should be happy that he doesn't have life.
Right.
He has a thing on his face.
Thank you. Yeah. I hope his nose ring gets infected.
He does have lice.
I saw him
crawling in that beard.
Oh, gross. That beard is just heinous. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Well, hey, thank you very much.
You bet.
What's this I'm hearing about Ukraine wanting to get Biden?
Ukraine wanting to get Biden. What do you mean?
They want him to face charges.
Oh, well, yeah, they have a new guy. So the new guy wanted, yeah, they absolutely want that. But I'm just hoping that we get all of this settled with Trump and that he could actually go after this investigation and the Hunter investigation like we should have all along. So that would be great. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, that sounded pretty extreme. I don't know if they can do that, but that'd be great.
Yeah. Thank you for that. You know, depending on how things work out, I guess I would say, on how things work out, I actually think Trump's going to prevail on this. Don't bet against Trump.
Yeah. There is a story that came out today, though.
That would allow that to happen, by the way. I should have finished that thought.
There's a story that came out today by Jeff Maples. And they're talking about Biden and the Ukraine. And apparently the new Ukrainian regime wants to go after him.
Yeah, which would be great. Which would be great. But I have a, you know, if things don't work out, then that's never going to happen. Just like Hunter, it's all going to be under the rug. So
If he ends up not being president, they can get him.
They can get him.
Yeah.
Have you noticed all the articles? We have all these lawsuits against Trump. The second he's not president, he's going, oh, yes. It's kind of, it's absolutely, you know, they're so desperate. They get more and more desperate every day. Do you guys see that?
I thought I saw the worst when they were impeaching him.
I know.
Nope.
They are just dying for you. And somebody, a fan of the show, was talking about the fact, and I agree with her too, the fact that why hasn't Kamala come out and just absolutely, you know, forego the Senate seat. And every, there's just, I'm going to say that that because Trump is over the 230 mark, okay, Trump's over the 230 mark, and Biden is actually at 227. So Trump's at 232, and Biden's at 227 right now. When was the last time you saw that on mainstream? That's for the states that are called. There's six states still in flux, guys.
Mainstream's still showing
Trump
Biden with 290.
Yeah, I know. I know. I even saw him over 300. They were really desperate in trying to show him over 300, but they have to keep saying projected.
Oh, yeah.
And president, you know, projected president-elect. Oh, gosh. Yeah, it's anyway, there's we just went over this in the last hour, so I won't do it again. But where the states are right now, and everything is percolating. It's just below the surface. In fact, all of this will start to come out with Sidney Powell, and she means business. This woman's a bulldog. And I'm telling you, this woman knows her stuff. And the FEC chairman actually said, I've spoken with her, and I believe her. And Dominion Systems, there's an awful problem. But don't forget the SNS systems out of Omaha too, and that came out of a company that Bain Capital Romney scooped up as well. So you've got a lot of systems that are doing this kind of thing, not just Dominion.
We did. You can go back through the archives in 2000 after the 2018 election. We did a story on these voting systems.
Yeah, I know. And
we said, let's watch this.
I know. We covered this because I remember plowing through, you know, who owned what in what capacity.
They changed the name. It wasn't Dominion at the time. I can't remember what the name was.
Yeah, it was. It went from Sequoia, and then it went into ESNS and all kinds of different names. But rest assured, all those states that stopped counting have a significant problem with Dominion. And their governors buying into Dominion. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Reputations change.
Don't be isolated this year. You know what? If you're going to isolate yourself and live in a bubble and bubble wrap and you're going to be so neurotic that you don't leave your house, why are you here? What's the purpose? please, please, I'm begging you to look at your mayors and laugh, look at the governor and laugh, and realize that you are an American on American soil, and you do not let a governor tell you what you can do for the holiday, how many pounds of turkey you get, who you get to visit with, and who you get to see on your own property. I sure hope that you tell these mayors and these governors and these county people and all these people involved in, and then, of course, all the quiet people that won't stand up for you, and you let them know exactly what you think of them. Please. There's no reason to be lonely.
But if you do choose to live that way,
neurotic?
There are countries where you can go and have a wonderful life.
Yeah, that's true. We were just laughing because of the voting systems. Let me just give you a little taste of the voting systems because we did a show on this. We were kind of remembering way back when. But just to give you the last, let's say, decade maybe, I can concentrate on just the last decade. ESNS, well, American Systems Information Systems, AIS, acquired Election Services Division, reincorporated into the election system and software. Then you had another merger, and ESNS acquired the rights to Votronic. And they immediately made major cosmetic changes, and in their sales presentations, ESNS emphasized that Votronic was essentially the same machine as Votronic. Just had a little I in front of it, except for these features, right, that it had to include. And then it was one of the top four providers, ESNS, of voting equipment and used in the 2004 election. And the other three were Diebold, Sequoia, that's backed by Bain Capital, Mitt Romney, and Hart InterCivic. And then they acquired AutoMark. Okay, in 2008. Then they, ESNS, the AutoMark, came into widespread use. And then it was used in 19 states. And then you had ESNS acquired Premier Election Systems, known as Diebold. And that was in 2009. And then following that acquisition, of course, all these acquisitions, you know, Department of Justice and 14 individual states launched investigations into the transaction on antitrust grounds. And then in 2010, the Department of Justice filed a civil antitrust lawsuit against ESNS out of Omaha, Nebraska, requiring it to divest voting equipment assets it purchased in September 2009 from Premier Voting Solutions. And then the company sold those assets to Dominion. That kind of gives you a little snapshot. You also have a couple other companies thrown into the mix, but we just don't have time for it. I mean, my gosh, this is like, it's endless the amount of shifting and transitioning they do so that they can just become the new company that isn't named in a lawsuit. We'll just say that. That's how many investigations and lawsuits have been going on in Chicago and all kinds of other places. In 2014, City of Chicago reached an agreement with ESNS to provide more than 2,100 express poll voter check-in verification devices, support the city's 1.6 million registered voters there. And ever since, we've had major, major problems as the conglomerates keep eating up the small voting systems. And gee, you think there might be some issues and problems with these?
In 2018, 35 of 100 seats were contested.
Interesting. So there has been a lot of problems. We did a whole show on this. You can actually, whenever you go into SoundCloud, you can actually put the name of the show and then you can put in the topic. And usually that SoundCloud will come up, by the way, if you want to go back into even 2016, 2015, it's under Canyon Media. You can go back and you can hit those podcasts. It's not under the Kate Daly Show, but it's under Canyon Media. So you can look up shows by their topic. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Oh, well, thank you. This is Truck Driver Ray.
Hi, Truck Driver
Ray. I'd like to give you two a compliment.
Sure.
You know, anytime I'm feeling discouraged, all I have to do is turn on yours and Uncle's program.
Nice. I like to hear that. I'm glad. I'm glad that we can kind of get to the truthful news and give people some hope here, because I actually do have a lot of hope.
Oh, yeah.
So I do.
That's wonderful. And, you know, some of my favorite words are Heavenly Father and hubby or husband and daddy, grandpa, and uncle.
Nice.
You know, I love to hear being called Uncle. Uncle
nice.
Ray.
Nice. Love that. Thanks so much. We really appreciate you calling in. I really love the phone call. And I've been getting a lot of emails about that. Like I wish other people and shows would talk about the truth this way and tell you what's going on with the states, because there's a lot going on. The media just doesn't say.
Nope.
You listen to mainstream for 1 hour, and I promise you, you're going to walk away thinking Biden's the president. He's not the president of the United States. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate and Uncle Milky.
Hi.
I don't know if anyone else has brought it up, but I've been perplexed that I don't understand why the judge hasn't dismissed the case against General Flynn. And listening to all the stuff that's going on, I think he's working with the deep state and waiting for Biden to be elected, and they'll go after Flynn again.
I don't know. Let's hope not. The man's endured a lot for...
I know. And, you know, and Sydney, like you said,
mm-hmm.
Sydney
Powell.
Is
mm-hmm.
a bulldog.
She is.
But I don't understand why the case isn't being dismissed.
I don't either. Thank you for that. Really appreciate that. It is. It's cause for concern. See, even back September 29th, a month and a half ago, he was facing that showdown, right? In court, we talked about that. And... you know, what a falsified case against him. It's amazing that he has gotten through that in one piece. We've done a lot of these kinds of stories on the air over the 9 years. A lot of these stories where people were endlessly just picked apart and put through fraudulent allegations. And it's so sad to watch them get away with that. But, you know, we can only hope that justice will prevail. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, Kate.
Hi.
We need an update on your son.
Oh, gosh. Yes. Thank you for that. Really appreciate that. Mm. He is actually almost home. We got him on a flight this morning out of Guatemala. And he was one nervous cat, can I tell you, last night as this was raining down on him. But you know what, though? He's doing great, and he's on his way home, and it made me happy to know that, because it was kind of stressful there for just a minute. I'll tell you something I did tell him to do. I told him to turn off the news, the fear porn, because I said no matter what, they will ratchet it up to a category 9 by the end of the night, and it won't be by the time it makes landfall. So please turn off the media. And he did. So I was really glad to hear that. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, Kate.
Hi there.
Hi.
I was wondering if you guys had heard about the Dominion poll machine, basically their user manual. And I am so excited because I know that Sidney Powell is going to be using this.
Mm-hmm.
Right in the user manual, it talks about how you can basically manipulate and go through back doors to change results.
Yep.
And anybody who works in IT, anybody mm-hmm. who has to do anything with their company, mm-hmm. I mean, it says right in there, it gives categories of risk level.
Yeah.
And that huge, huge red flags on these machines.
Yep.
And the crazy part is it says in there that you can actually go in there and you can wait a vote. Which means that you can make one vote weigh more or count for two
mm-hmm.
with just one vote.
Yes.
Now, why in the world would anybody who is, you know, peddling this software, peddling this program,
mm-hmm.
why would you put that into a software program?
Yes. In fact, do you know we have been discussing the system called GEMS that does this as well?
Yeah.
And it's in almost every state. And we've been talking about this for 6 years. On the show, and all of the problems that were created by that kind of software, because they could make one vote into 1,000, and
mm-hmm.
they could make 1,000 votes into one, and they could do it on the back end through a back door. And by the way, what Sidney Powell was referring to on the clip in was the updates. There were updates, and people did not have to have an encryption key to get in. They could do updates the night before or the night of the election, and so that's going to be something that she already referred to that's coming out in court.
And it's shocking, right in the manual, it talks about how the only way, one of the only few ways
mm-hmm.
to try to safeguard
mm-hmm.
The results that an administrator would do would basically be to remove this chip that's on the outside. It's like a disc.
Right.
And it's you walk up to it, and it's like this big you know, little SIM card or whatever it is, and you just pull it out, and then you can just replace it.
I hear
and
you.
Anybody can walk in, and anybody can do that.
It's insane.
Your 11-year-old could hack this machine.
I know it. I know it. Thank you for that. Really appreciate that. By the way, I wanted to mention this before we went off on to the break, is that the Diebold GEMS system, that central tabulator, they took the guy out of prison during Obama's tenure, and they had this guy write the software. He's a known criminal. And this software was used at the time in 30 states, 1,000 locations at least. It went to court in California. So just so you know, it's no theory. I hate when people say that about the stuff we bring up on the show. It drives me nuts. But it was used. And so when I just went through that rundown of how it all exchanged hands all the way up the ladder to Dominion, this was the original system, was GEMS.
Yep.
It was written. It was written about this. So all I'm saying is you have to realize how far back this actually goes. It actually extends a little bit beyond Obama's term into the Bush years. When this was originated. And so, yeah, it's bad. It's really bad. It stores all the precinct vote tallies on a vote database. It's compatible with databases used by Microsoft Access at the time. And so it just sort of formulated into and up the ladder to Dominion. So when they're talking about Dominion, we've been talking about this really for a long time, the software capability.
That's why in the key states, when they pause the voting or counting, as soon as they pause the counting, the computers went to work to say, how many votes do we need?
Yeah, exactly.
Got the votes the night.
And one of the main problems, and this is why it went to court, was because GEMS is supposed to be secured by passwords and audit logs, and it never was. They can be altered and erased. And they identified it 15 years ago.
Yeah.
So when the newspapers come out and they tell you, this is squeaky clean and not a shred of fraud, I'm almost like, it's so unbelievable that you could have a talking head that's that moronic to actually say that in the camera after there have been so many multiple investigations on computer software fraud for voting machines for umpteen years. How do they get somebody that moronic to look into a camera and lie to you? It's that bad. It is that the best election in the history of histories of centuries.
Not a shred of fraud.
Not a shred of fraud. Oh my gosh. Ugh, be right back. Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Hi there. Welcome back. Kate Daly Show. Glad to be on the air. Glad to have you listening, of course, and welcome back to the Kate Daly Show. And I've got Uncle Milty here with me. It's always fun when I have Uncle Milty in the house. You look happy.
I am happy.
Oh, good. We will take your calls, 888-673-1450. In fact, I'll ask the caller to hold on for just a second. Go to balanceofnature.com. I was saying in the hour previous that I was looking at a report about Bill Gates and looking at the food supply options that he would like the world to have, and it's pretty horrific, that he's actually possibly trying that out on a country right now that, you know, what's the bare basics for eating the bare minimum of nutrients, kind of like prison food, you know? And he's got his fingers in so many things. It's just disgusting. And when I look at the food supply and I think the nutrients we're not getting, we must have a supplement. You better be taking something. And I'm going to suggest Balance of Nature. Balanceofnature.com. Put in my name, Kate, K-A-T-E, get 35% off and free shipping. You'll love this product. It's an amazing product. You'll start to feel it pretty quickly. And I'm telling you, you better shore that body up against what's coming. All right, let's make sure I put my name in, though, and get 35% off and free shipping. Okay, caller, you're live. Go right ahead.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm calling to tell you and Uncle Milty that I really appreciate your optimism.
Oh, thanks.
In fact, I've been recommending you because of all the negativity going on, especially even in the, some of the conservative sites.
Yeah.
And listening to you is very, and Uncle Milty is very uplifting.
Oh.
Second thing I wanted to say was yesterday you were talking about Dr. Buttar.
Mm-hmm.
And I listened to him yesterday, and I really love how he differentiates between ignorant people and stupid people. said, ignorant yeah. people can be educated, but
right.
there's no hope for stupid people.
Yes, yes, yes. In fact, this is why I have this liner on the show.
There this you go. Just in. Stupidity has taken over the world. Not the normal kind of stupid. The advanced kind.
That's exactly well, that's exactly why. Yes, it's the advanced kind of stupid.
I have one question for both of you.
Sure.
The other day, I saw a short clip on a conservative site of Nancy Pelosi talking.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed she's wearing one of those new masks that seems to be fashionable, cloth mask or something. And I can't hardly understand her without a mask. With the mask, it was almost impossible. But
right.
I kept wondering, is she wearing the mask to try to keep the coronavirus from entering in her mouth and nose? Or is she wearing the mask to keep her dentures from flying?
Neither.
Neither
of
really,
those.
Really.
What she
Neither.
Wears the mask for is to prevent the smell of alcohol getting out.
Yeah, that's a good point. Thanks, Uncle Milty. Yes, I wish they just put a condom over her head and just call it a day, but one can't be that lucky. I do feel like we need a tax credit for having to endure Nancy Pelosi this long. Yeah, it's a great call, by the way. Thank you for that. And you know what? This cast of characters of these moronic communists trying to infiltrate America and be influential. Hasn't it been one crap show after another, though? I mean, honestly, let's look at it. Let's look at it.
Yep.
Hasn't it been?
It has. 100%.
I mean, look at, we were just talking about the voting systems. Do you guys realize what the GEM system, they gave access to all the poll workers. They didn't even have to have a password to get in, and the techs, and any homeless person that wanted to get a roof over his head for a little while in the polling station, and anyone selling Girl Scout cookies. I mean, anyone could have gone in and messed with these systems. And so this is how it's been all along. That's why I said, isn't it nuts that the media, you could get a talking head, is that's basically what they are now. They're a robotic talking head, kind of like Zuckerberg. He looks like a character out of Star Trek. What happened to him? I think he's been co-opted by some sort of alien force because the guy just doesn't even look like him anymore. I don't know if he's been Botoxed to death. I don't know what's going on with him. But anyway, you have this cast of characters and you have all these people and they are, they're one crap show after another. And everything that they try to do, actually, they make some headway. But good grief, look at the directions they couldn't get to because the American people were like, no, we're not having it. And you're seeing, I had Jeffrey Tucker on in the last hour, and he was saying, he's written thousands of articles on this. He said, look, he said, people are starting to say no to COVID. They're saying, we understand there's fraud. You go poll anyone on the street right now, and they'll tell you this was a fraudulent election. Don't let the media tell you what to think.
Nope.
Get you all defeated, because that's not what's going on.
Well, guess what the media just said?
What?
87-year-old Chuck Grassley tested positive for COVID.
Oh, you mean he had a cell in his body that was virus?
Yeah.
Oh.
He said
and they magnified it.
He feels fine.
Well, I'm sure he does.
He feels fine.
Yep, most of them do. gosh. Yep, most of them do. You know, the media, their big hat to hang on COVID was the young Nick Cordero, who was a Broadway star, and they said he died of COVID. And now, today, they actually have to say he did not die of COVID.
That's right.
You know, all the stories get backtracked. We haven't had a baby die of COVID. We haven't had a younger person actually die of COVID. So it's kind of amazing now that they're finally backtracking, and those stories never hit the news. Just like the fraudulent election. It's like we could always pick one every single day. today, fraudulent election or fraudulent COVID? And the election, too. I mean, all you're hearing about is their fraudulent version of what happened. And they're choking it down your throat, thinking that the more they do that, the more you're going to believe. And I know you don't, because I know inside you're going, no, no, and no. No, thank you. Yeah, we know when we're being fed a box of rocks and we're being fed a box of rocks.
Yeah.
I know people know this. And so I do have a lot of faith. Don't bet against Trump right now. And you know something? As fast as they want to erase him out of this picture and dump on him, you have every right and every reason to say no. He needs to fight for this. Yeah. The plans of Biden are so horrific. It's a fast track. It's a fast track train ride is what it is. So I just hope that that's not going to be our lot. Now, the only good thing that could happen is maybe we bounce back stronger because of the regime we'll put in. But I don't know how we'll do that. That's the problem.
They got pictures of Dianne Feinstein walking around the Senate today without a mask.
With her walker? What?
No, just walking around talking.
She's
to
getting
people.
Up
no
there.
No mask. 87.
Yeah.
87-year-old wimp.
Didn't her husband buy into the machinery for the voting?
Oh, yeah.
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 Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's part of Dominion. I wonder why that is. Huh. Yeah. Things not talked about in the media. Oh, let me count the ways.
She kind of looked a lot like Biden today in the Senate hearings.
They all start to look alike.
She was asking questions.
Was like, she drunk?
Am I supposed to ask this question, she said.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. She actually said that.
They've been stirring in that vat of their own lies for so long that it's kind of amazing.
They're losing track.
I know.
See, and the one thing in their position, you have to be able to believe your own BS.
I know. That's so true. You're right. Just add Romney in that batch of ingredients. Mm-hmm. I don't even like McConnell. Sorry, he's a total sellout. A lot of these people are, and they're in the Rhino Club. They're just in there pretty secretly. I'll never forget the clip where McConnell was talking about Trump not staying on script. I said to myself, I was thinking, my gosh, he actually said that on camera. We really would prefer him to stay on script, and he went off script. Yeah, I'll bet. I'll bet he did. Mitch. Look at Mitch. He couldn't make it in any other career. This is why he's in the Senate. Anyway, I don't like the rhino, plastic, quiet as a church mouse, pro-establishment, I'll say, Republicans, as much as I can't stand the leftist radical liberals. They're all in the same boat to me. Let's take a caller, shall we? Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey there.
Hi.
A couple things here.
Sure.
And I have a question for you.
Okay.
Our little tyrant here in St. Louis County gave us permission. We don't have to wear a mask in our own home.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Really? You're so lucky.
And I'm assuming we're supposed to bring our own food and stay six feet apart. Now, here's my question. They talk about the COVID cycles. Can you explain that?
There's no COVID cycle. It's just another strain of cold.
Well, I understand it, but they were talking. I heard a show on Saturday, and they were referring to the COVID cycles testing, but I didn't know. Didn't understand what they were talking about.
Yeah,
they don't either.
They don't either. Nobody does, because they've changed the narrative so many times. Can't keep up with
You're
themselves.
Right on that one.
Yep. Thank you. Appreciate that. Yeah, they're just buffoons now. Yeah,
there's absolutely no cycle.
Hey, listen. When you can name what's in this vaccine as luciferase.
Yeah.
Luciferase. That's the name of what's in this. Robert Langer and Bill Gates of MIT developed this quantum dot tattoo microneedle vaccination delivery program that you get mandated pretty soon here.
I heard that it's exaggerated, and there's no truth to the rumor that after you get the vaccine,
your head doesn't spin around.
Your skin turns reddish and you grow two horns on your forehead.
There's no rumor to that?
There's
okay,
no
that's
truth
good.
To the rumor. There are the rumors there.
You guys, we have to laugh. We're going to cry. This is just getting so bad. And they really do have people pretty bamboozled right now. And I'm not quite sure. You guys, we're just going to have to keep turning the boat around. You know what? when Jeffrey Tucker came on and said, look, you know, people are finally starting to stand up. You've got so many quiet little mini quiet peaceful revolutions going on with people where they're just ignoring them. And he said, you know, the difference between us and a communist country is a communist country will tell you they just ignore it altogether.
Yep.
We're just not there yet. You just have to ignore them and ignore the media. Communist countries, they don't listen to their media. Why do we?
They know it's not true.
Yeah.
We should be at that point by now.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead. Caller, you're live.
Hi.
Hi, go right ahead.
I am an area assistant to People's Rights.
Uh-huh.
It's a great platform for people to belong to and businesses. You can give us a call if you need help of any kind.
How do they reach you? How do they reach you?
From a local restaurant.
Okay.
That it was being harassed by the health department.
Uh-huh.
So we went over there and talked to them and got the information.
Mm-hmm.
And contacted the director of the health department.
Right.
And he said, we are not enforcing this, and
good.
That wasn't us. Please get a name and number if someone does come in.
Good. See, this is the kind of stuff we need all over the country right now. How do people get a hold of People's Rights? What do they text?
Okay, they need to join. They can text RIGHTS in capitals, RIGHTS,
uh-huh,
to the number 80123,
okay,
and they'll get a link.
Okay.
Where they just put in their name, phone number, and email. Ammon Bundy actually,
yep,
started this.
Okay.
And he funds it.
Wait, we're going to run out of time here. 80123. Thank you for that. 80123, if you want to be a part of that.
There's a website, too.
There's a website, too.
PeoplesRights.org.
Yes. And so there's all kinds of like groups cropping up that are saying we're not okay with this anymore. I'm sorry.
Not.
You're not going to ruin my business, and you're not going to do all of this over something that your own body recovers from almost 100% of the time. This is getting ridiculous now. It's not a plague. So I don't know how many more ways we can say it. It's just not a plague. I that's the one thing that's been the hardest for me is the utter stupidity. And I hate to say that because I'm not trying to name call here. It's just we have to be a pretty stupid people to think that we don't have immunity to anything anymore.
Well, not only that, but when your biggest emotional drag on people right is that a 96-year-old person died.
Yes.
I mean, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
At 96, you could wake up and drop
expected
dead in 2 minutes.
It is it is more expected. I'm
yeah
sorry. Yeah, it's very, very true. And so that's honestly in each state. You go look at the cases in each state.
They're all
going to be older.
All older.
People are not just randomly going. And that's, I think, the other big message that needs to get out because this lunacy prevails. What are we going to do about this lunacy? Thank you, Uncle Milty.
Mm-hmm.
Really appreciate you. Chris Ann Hall tomorrow, by the way, instead of Thursday, tomorrow. And she'll be traveling the rest of the week. So we're scooping her up tomorrow. And we got a lot of great guests. Catherine Austin Fitz on part two. She's the one that identified the riots going on, for what reason and so forth. She'll be back on Friday. And Greg Carpenter talking about that document that talks about shelter places, you know, like FEMA camps. He'll be back on as well on Friday as well. Everybody have a good one. Be faithful. Be fearless. See you tomorrow.